House fires have actually decreased over the past decade, yet the number of fires started by candles has more than tripled. Each year, home candle fires claim nearly 200 lives and cause hundreds of millions in property damage. This time of year is especially dangerous.
We notice it certainly spiking around the holidays because of all the decorations that are associated with that.
Lori Werthammer is a community education specialist with the Madison Fire Department. Though candles have soared in popularity during recent years, she says people are getting more careless about how they use them.
Nobody wants you to just say, well, we can't use candles anymore, but we do want to remind people that as much as they are a decorative item and as much as they are something that seems very friendly and welcoming, they are also still a fire.
She says over 10% of all candle fires during the month of December start when decorations are accidentally ignited. Werthammer recommends candles be placed in holders sturdy enough so as not to tip over and large enough to collect all the wax drippings. She says the most dangerous place in the house for candles is the bedroom, where nearly half of all home candle fires start. Most important, she says, is making sure all flames are extinguished before leaving the room or going to sleep. She also suggests keeping candles away from drafty windows and well clear of combustibles like curtains and blinds.
We recommend at least 3 feet above the flame. Sometimes people will put them on a counter, but they'll be underneath a shelf. So, you know, we just want to give candles a lot of space, and we hope people will enjoy them, but enjoy them with knowledge about what they can do and respect that.
Werthammer says people often don't realize how quickly the situation can get out of hand. One tiny flame left unattended, she says, is all it takes.
It may start slow and maybe people won't notice it, and then, you know, it's out of control before you know it.
And you can take control this holiday season by remembering to follow a few common sense tips on candle safety available from the National Fire Association. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.